Anxiety is definitely going to be out of hand for a lot of people, not even to mention the people that already deal with anxiety. So there's a ton of mental health resources online. Obviously, Kelly Mental Health and Kelly Mental Health Foundation is constantly putting out videos and podcasts and, you know, information to the public just to show you this is what anxiety does to your body and this is how to calm it. So instead of relying on the sort of the external factors, you know, what's happening out in the community, what you're doing is you're relying on your own internal sense of control that I right here, right now, am okay. And then using some exercises like deep breathing and progressively relaxing each of your muscles in your body, and that actually does calm the anxious thoughts. So there's tons of resources online, and I do believe that once the initial shock of all this sort of passes, that we're going to see a lot of mental health issues. We're going to see a lot of people really struggling to just keep going every day. So it's really, really important that we recognize that and try to take steps to safeguard our own mental health.
Absolutely. And I think the one thing that's also worth mentioning, just like I said with the media there, is that you have to learn how to disconnect as well. And if you're watching those numbers, those coronavirus numbers on the daily, you know, you're going to drive yourself insane.
Yes, you are. And, you know, if something big happens, you're going to get a phone call. Or you'll find out at 8 o'clock when you have scheduled yourself to be able to turn on the TV or check your phone, right? But this is something where you also have the choice to shut it off. And you decide how much information you want to take in. Do you want to get the quick rundown twice a day, or do you want to have it dinging, dinging, dinging all day long? What's going to be better for your overall well-being?